Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Tobin and Leroy and Beast, we are live from Radio Row, MGM Grand. We are live from the David Copperfield Theater for Canelo Alvarez taking on Gennady Golovkin. The rematch tomorrow night live on pay-per-view. But there's another big fight that's getting announced today, Leroy.
Yes, sir.
We call this one in my household a big'un. It is Chuck Liddell against Tito Ortiz. It is the conclusion to their trilogy, and it's put on by Golden Boy Mixed Martial Arts. It's going to be the debut event for Oscar De La Hoya into MMA, and it's November 24th, live on pay-per-view, and the legend himself is going to take some time to sit with us here. It is Chuck Liddell, the Iceman.
Oh, this is very exciting, Leroy.
Yes.
Live from Radio Row, the legend himself, Chuck Liddell, joining us here. Chuck, this is big, man. You're making the comeback.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's going to be a great night.
It's got to be a big thrill. Like, I feel like you've been trying to get back into the octagon for a while, or the cage for a while, and now that's kind of finally come through. Did you think this day would come?
Yeah, I knew it would come. I it took a while to get it here. We've been working at this for a long time and getting everything ironed out, and we got it done. I mean,
how did it come to be that it was Oscar De La Hoya, the one? Did you ever imagine that would be the guy who would make this happen?
I didn't, but I think it came to Tito's camp first, and they came to me with it. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine with me. I don't care where we fight, as long as we fight, that's good.
Is this how you imagine it would be, like another one against Tito? Like, you guys are such story rivals. It means a lot in the history of mixed martial arts. To bring it back, like, this is going to very much excite all the fan base.
It is the one question I've been asked the most since I retired was, can you come back one more time and knock that fat head out again? So yes, I mean, it's a perfect opponent to come back to. For me, I match up well with him everywhere, so... You know, I'm gonna knock him out. So it's a great warm up fight. I'm gonna fight a couple more times after this. So it's a perfect warm up for after a long layoff.
How have you felt training? Because I mean, I've seen you in interviews. You've said like, I'll take on John Jones, man. Your confidence has not wavered minute level at all.
No. I've still been helping guys get ready for fights. I still do really well with the top 10 guys in MMA at 205, and. I didn't know if I could make it through a camp, you know, how it'd be to get ramped up into that top shape. And so I actually did that just before we started all this to see if I could get in that kind of shape. And my body responded exactly the way I wanted it to. And I'm excited to get out there and show people. And a lot of people say, oh, you're too old. You can't go back. Don't go back. Stay retired. I'm excited to show them where I got and where I am and how the fight's going to turn out.
You know, that's one of the things that amazes me is that how do you still have that drive? Because you talk to a lot of athletes, and they say, you know what? It just got to the point where I was tired of the preparation. My body was banged up. What keeps you going at this age and being in the game this long?
It's the love of the sport, the love of the game. I love being out there. I love training. I'm one of those guys, they've asked me since I retired, what don't you miss? And I said, you know what? I can't think of one thing I don't miss. I miss cutting weight because I knew when I made weight, I get a fight tomorrow.
Right.
I get the reward tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What I've worked for that whole time, that whole 8-week camp, 10-week camp, I get to fight. So I miss everything about fighting. I mean, I love being in the ring. I love going out there and trying to figure out how to tear you apart and rip your head off. I mean, it's what I like to do.
Well, that's one thing with fighting. It feels like, you know, it feels like everybody tries to retire you too quick. Like, people are almost like, we don't want to watch you at this level. And I always feel bad because, you know, you guys are still, you still have a lot of life left, and it's just about getting that opportunity.
Yeah, I think it's about everybody aged at different rates. I mean, and MMA, people have to understand, there's so many elements to it. And there's so many ways to win and lose. There's so many things you can do. The better you get, you can offset some of that extra, that youthful speed and some of those other things that you start to lose as you get a little older. But you know, the nice thing for me too is power is the last thing to go, so I still got my power.
so
I'm still dangerous anytime you get near me. So,
well, you've had the game plan of success against him twice. Like, is there anything new you want to unveil, or is it same game plan? Like, when do you go back? Are you going to watch the old fights before this fight?
I'm going to watch his last few fights, not our old fights.
Yeah,
I mean, those are way too far back, but. There's no way I can go out there and fight the same as I did back then. I've come a long way since then. I've actually made a lot of improvements. Made a lot of changes, and it will be new and improved, Chuck Liddell.
What do you think about the sport and where it is today? Like, you, it's built on your back. It's amazing the level it's gotten to, the way guys fight today, how the business is. What do you make of it?
Well, that's a long answer for that question. You know, it's come a long way, and it's the sport's great. I mean, it keeps getting bigger and bigger, and you get better and better guys, athletes out there. And it's not like when we first started. You know, you come in with one thing, you know, like wrestling or striking, and you had to learn the other two. Now guys are coming in learning striking, wrestling, jiu-jitsu all at once, at one time.
Is that from the training and working with each other and working with guys with different skill sets and kind of incorporating those in your game?
Yes, for sure. I mean, we had to try to figure out, when I first came into the sport, we were trying to figure out how to train for it.
Right.
The guys coming into the sport now, they go right into guys that know how to train for it, and now they just got to start learning, honing their skills. You know, we got strength coaches, we got nutritionists, we got everybody. You're doing everything now. So there's been a lot of changes. I mean, I've seen a little bit too much. The complaint I have is seeing a few too many guys playing it safe.
Really?
Yeah, but I think recently that's kind of gone away too. Guys want the big name. They want the big attention on them, and they figured out that, hey, if you're not exciting to watch fight, you're not going to get that attention. So I think guys are starting to pick it up again and try to finish guys.
Hasn't that changed in just fighting, combat fighting, boxing, in all works of, prize fighting, is that they've kind of gotten away from giving the big fight right away, giving what the people want to see, and they're kind of avoiding the chance of losing early on in their career?
Yeah, I mean, I understand it from a manager standpoint, and trying to protect a guy's career and protect their money and build them up and build up
right.
The thing. But as a fan, obviously, I don't like it at all. I mean, I like guys going out there and trying to end each other.
Right.
I want them to go out there and finish each other. And finish the fight, not just try to win it, do just enough to win each round. So, I mean, it is what it is, but it's actually gotten a lot better since it seems like you have to be a more exciting fighter to make money, and guys are figuring that out. If you want to make the big money, you got to be exciting, and people got to like you. I mean, a little bit more of the trash talking, I guess, is the big thing, too. They do that side, too, but you got to be an exciting fighter to go with it. The guy like Conor McGregor shows it. I mean, he's a great trash talker,
right?
But he's also an exciting fighter. He fights with reckless abandon. He runs across the ring and just starts fighting. You know, he's a fun guy to watch fight. So having that both together has been great for him.
Did you hear from Dana White at all when this was finalized? What was his reaction to it?
I didn't hear. He never said anything personally to me about
really?
It. I mean, but I think he said a few things in the thing about to Oscar, but. I think him and Oscar had it out a little bit, but it is what it is. I mean,
it doesn't bug you at all. Like, you don't need to hear from him.
No, I don't think he's gonna get it. I mean, it has nothing to do with it to me.
What do you think? You got the face off is going today. Are you excited to get that first face off against Tito and kind of get the look into his eyes?
Oh, I'm excited to see it. I mean, I'm gonna see how he feels. He gets so heated and so upset. It's really funny. It's fun to watch.
We were talking to Bernard Hopkins yesterday. He's like, I like that first face-off, finding the way to tweak him. Like, do you know those first couple times, do you know the ways?
I don't even worry about it. I usually wait till the end, the last one, to mess with him. The last time I winked at him and got him to come at me on stage.
He got mad.
Actually, he mad because I smiled and winked at him.
Well,
so I got him. He lost his mind. It was awesome.
Chuck, it's going to be awesome seeing you back in the cage, man. November 24th, live on pay-per-view. Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz 3. Very excited, man. Thank you for taking time with us. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
That was awesome, Leroy. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Fanboying it out. That was pretty sick. I told you I wanted to talk to one guy when I was here today.
That's it.
For this week. I wanted to talk to Chuck Liddell.
Old school.
Old
it's
school.
Amazing because I'm sitting there looking at him. He doesn't look that big. But then you look at his hands. He looks like he's been punching cinder blocks for like the last 30 years. And so you know. Oh, my goodness.
Very, very cool. Well, everybody have a great rest of your weekend, all the action we got going on, and we're looking forward to the fights tomorrow night. Thank you again to them for having us out here. Thank you to New York for giving us a room for a couple nights. Enjoy the fights tomorrow night. Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin, the rematch live on pay-per-view. Gets going 8 o'clock Eastern time for all your pay-per-view platforms, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.